This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Opening arguments begin today in the second of three trials for people charged in the death of Elijah McClain. This trial involves Nathan Woodyard, the first officer to make contact with McClain in 2019. The first trial ended last week for two officers, with one acquitted and one found guilty on lesser charges. A third trial for the paramedics who gave McClain ketamine is later this year. The Jefferson County School Board has voted to close two kindergarten through eighth grade schools as part of a larger school closure plan. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Coal Creek Canyon K-8 is the district's smallest K-8 school, serving less than 100 students, a 45% enrollment decline since 2019. The district will try to find a charter school by January to take over operating the school next year. Arvada K-8, with 560 students, uses just 60% of the school's capacity. The 4-1 vote follows the closure of 16 elementary schools last year. A closure plan was developed after two decades of declining enrollment and shifting demographics. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Tattered Cover Bookstore is closing three locations after filing for bankruptcy Monday. The longtime Denver bookseller will also lay off more than a quarter of its staff. Tattered Cover opened its first store in 1971. The company was sold to a group of investors in 2020. The new owners say the bankruptcy filing will help stabilize business at the remaining stores. Colorado election officials are preparing for the challenges of the next presidential election a little more than a year from now. Matt Crane heads the Colorado County Clerks Association.
There's going to be a lot of outside forces again. The people that are keep talking about the big lie and pushing that are still there. They continue to talk about those narratives and lie about what happens in our elections. And so we know that's not going to go away.
A new report shows extensive turnover in county clerk positions throughout Colorado. Officials say the election denying is partly to blame. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.